It looks like gun control, so-called, as the bipartisan group fashioned it, is going down, meaning it's going to not have enough votes to stop the filibuster, and therefore it may be watered down, but the original bill will probably not survive intact.
What do you expect to see? What do you mean by watered down?
Well, I mean, you know, our founding fathers set up a Senate. Every state has the same clout. Rural states have the same clout as New York, as Connecticut, as, you know, California. And therefore, although 85% of Americans, according to our latest poll, say they want some sort of tightening of background checks on people who buy guns, these states that really have constituents who say, you don't touch my gun, you don't touch the Second Amendment, they feel very strongly about it, looks like they're going to prevail.
From a realistic perspective, even if something is passed in the Senate, what would the chances be of getting it through the House?
Well, House leaders are letting the Senate go first for a particular reason. The people who want a tightening of so-called gun control think if the Senate can pass something that is that, then it's a lever to try to get the House to pass it. But the House may turn out to be even tougher than the Senate from the standpoint of Republicans just simply saying they're not going to do it.
And then there is the other big issue of immigration reform. Where is this going this week?
Well, it starts. It starts this week. Won't have a vote for some time. The bipartisan coalition has a path to citizenship, 13 years for most of the people who are here illegally, as long as they have worked hard or kept their nose clean, in a sense, and earned the kind of merit that the system would provide. 5 years, perhaps, for children. But there's going to be a big fight, because many people still feel that's amnesty. They should go back, get to the back of the line. And so at this point, you can't predict what's going to happen.